If you're all listening, then you must know that this is Radio Entrepreneurs, a show that talks about the entrepreneurial nature of life and tells stories of entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. I'm Peter Meyerson. I'm sitting in for Jeffrey Davis, who I hope is somewhere good. And I am being helped today by my estimable producers, Chris Jarrell and Nathan Gobes, who will correct me if I say anything wrong. And our guest for this segment, guests actually for this segment, are Yossi Awad and Daphne Kramer, who are partners in, I guess, Yossi Kitchen?
Yes.
Is that the name of the organization?
Yeah. The name, yeah.
It's great to have you both here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So why don't one of you tell us what Yossi Kitchen is?
Go ahead.
Yossi Kitchen is specialized in Middle Eastern food, kosher food, vegetarian, vegan. We started in 2008.
So you've been around for a while.
We've been for a while. We started as a caterer. In 2001, I was doing catering. And 2008, decides to do the brand, Yossi. Now, because I saw it like that. In 2008, I saw the need of the Middle Eastern food become more popular and more needed in the market. It was still hummus, example, was kind of people start talking about it more and more. But we wanted to show people the more authentic food and the more home cooking food. That's what we call ourselves, kitchen, and not trying to stay as a kitchen, not as a manufacturing, as a big... And all our products really made from fresh ingredient, all natural. Everything is, we blend our spices, we squeeze our lemons from fresh lemon. We do anything to keep the products as fresh as we can and bring it to the stores.
So do you make your products yourself?
I'm myself too, yeah. All our recipes are based on our home recipes. I'm originally come from Israel. My parents came from Yemen. We grew up on falafel. In Israel, you have every corner, you have a falafel booth. Well, now you see it in America, like if you go now, you see every corner almost falafel booth too. So
some of them are better than others.
Yeah, exactly. So we're very proud of our falafel. You can find it at Whole Foods too. And we are very strong with Whole Foods. We work with the North Atlantic region for many years, and we're growing with them. So basically, what we wanted to do is give people the fresh products, and like you taste it when you do it at home.
So how did you get into Whole Foods? I mean, it's not an easy task.
It's not. In 2008, I decided to do that. So I said, okay, I'm going to look, because I know local become very, people was looking for local. So I said, I didn't even have the packaging, nothing. I went into the store, and I live in West Hartford, so it was one store there. I lay out the products. It was a nice guy there by the name Mike Sweeney. They look at me, they say, like, you crazy. Because I had no labels, no nothing. I just said, look, this food have to be here, you know, at the stores. You know, you guys, we had the niche of kosher food too. It's something where the community needed too. They explained me, you know, no problem, you know, as long as you come with the right labels, with the everything, you know, with the nutrition, they start direct me to what I need to do. It took us a year to get to that, you know, we worked on 2008, we worked very strong to create the products, the packaging, and all the labeling. And in the end of 2008, we launched it to one of the stores in West Hartford.
Whole Foods?
Whole Foods, yeah. And
I mean, I'm I guess it was a smaller store before Amazon bought it, but
yes, it was. Yeah, yeah. Before Amazon, definitely. Yeah, it was really one store there in the beginning. It was there was two stores in the area, so I bought in. You know, we start selling the products there. We do the demo. It's we start introducing to people. People was very interesting. It was going very well. It took us 5 years from there, you know, to kind of Whole Foods recognize what we're doing and understand, you know, there is a niche for that. Because we are in a section of grab and go, where they prepare food. And after 5 years, regional decides they'll bring us into all the stores. We are about 43 stores.
And so you're in 43 stores now?
We are in 43 stores in the region, yeah. We cover from Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Boston, and part of Connecticut. The challenge is, you know, to go from that level, to go to 43 stores, you start, you know, you got to spread, you know, how you're going to keep the small batches, keep the...
Well, it requires a lot of product.
Require, and we have a big line for that.
Well, it's kind of why I asked you whether you made your own. I mean, you're sort of backing into the original question I asked,
yeah.
Which is, I mean, do you have somebody fulfilling for you?
We have people. We hire people to help us. Yeah, I have a head chef. We have a sous chef. We have.
So you do the
we
cooking.
Do our own.
We
you
do,
do
we
your
do
own.
Own. We do
we
our own
We don't use
cooking.
Any
yeah.
Other company to produce for us. Yossi, we are trying to keep it family style because this is how it all started. When we started, it was a catering, like he said, and he had a really good name in the area for his wonderful food that he used to make. And when we met, I was a baker. I'm still am. And this is how we decided that maybe we should combine it together and do the catering business. While we were doing the catering business, he came with the fact that, yeah, we do need to go wholesale and try to do stuff. And I want to tell you that until today, I do not believe that he got into Whole Foods. I think the only reason is that he's so annoying that they try to get rid of him. So they said, okay, we'll try your product. But he did it for us, and I'm very proud of him.
I'm willing to bet that that's not the reason. My guess is somebody tasted it and found it very fresh.
The food is amazing. Because the food we still, as today, we make it, and we make it like we used to make it in our house when we had all our Israeli friends coming over for the holidays and the other stuff, because that's what we love to do. We love to give you food that we will give to our family and our friends.
It's another thing, you know, like a hummus. You know, hummus today in the market is very big. And we stick to the hummus to try to get it to the point where it's very, very authentic. Very. If you try a hummus, you'll understand that only by trying that. And you compare it with other brand. If you put the fresh lemon, you know, we cook our own chickpeas. You do stuff like that where it's much different when you taste the hummus. You have to try it in order to understand that.
Yes.
So this is the.
Well, my wife shops Whole Foods all the time, and we're in Newton, and
I'm sure
we can find your product, and we will definitely try it. I mean, it's a difficult job to start. I mean, it's interesting. It's taken you 10 years.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's a typical kind of time frame.
It's a typical time frame. I knew that, and I feel it, too. It's a very, even by now, you know, we're trying to expand. We're trying to become more efficient, more, and that's the hard time now. This is the hard time when you're trying to jump that hoop and try to become.
Well, that's what I was going to, that was the next question I was going to ask you, which is, where do you go? I mean, you're distributing within a region.
Yeah.
You know, can you distribute nationally? Can you distribute to other, you know, food stores?
So we do that already with some other. We are in some Stop and Shops already.
Interesting,
okay. Some Big Y's. We are in, we work with other distribution to push the product. The challenge is there's a shelf life for those, for the products, you know, and because we don't use any preservative, you know, the shelf life is not, so they are very challenged how you bring the product. So every time when I look at it, you know, people have to understand this is a product where we come, you know, we make it and we ship it. And you have, you know, some products you'll have 15 days, some products you'll have 20 days, some products you'll have a week. It's so the challenge is really when you go to distribution, they all want, you know,
the longer shelf life.
Yeah, sure. And that's where our challenge, how we change and how we stay the same and how we grow the, you know, the dates to be more, you know, and that's our challenge to grow. And then there is, I all the time explain, even the produce. In a produce business, you know, you have to bring it in the next day, you know, and ship it and do that. So it's the same idea. It have to be the same idea. Anybody who understand about fresh products, that's how you got to ship it and create it. And Whole Foods is great about it. They are very good about doing stuff like that.
It's sort of similar. Your problem is sort of similar to that of a restaurateur.
Yeah.
Who wants to set up a whole bunch of restaurants, and then they lose control because it's not just one restaurant with, you know, 50 seats. It's eight restaurants with 150 seats each. I mean, and the distribution process is entirely different, I think. And, you know, I've never been convinced that, you know, a restaurateur with a 60-seat restaurant shouldn't just keep that restaurant and do nothing else. You know? And, you know, the same thing. I mean, it's you always want to grow. The question is it a good business decision? And that's really the...
I think it's a good business as long as you do the right steps and you find the right partners, find the right, you know, to do this with you, to grow with you, you know, to make it big. Because even if you look at the big companies, you know, everybody, you know, if Whole Foods was looking, they're looking for a partner, they found Amazon. Everybody want to grow. Everybody want to grow and fix their problems by that. And that's, we might be small company, very small company, but that's the challenge for us really to find the right people and trying to grow and to help us to get to that level. Because I think the need for that, there's no doubt. What's what people want today. Entrepreneur, you know, if you call it, you know, we really want to be like on that, to feel, I want to feel like people enjoying my food, you know, and stay the same and not changing the product by going to co-packers and going to, you know, because no matter what, you're going to go to co-packers, your product not going to be the same. It's changing. It's a different.
Well, that was sort of the original question,
yes.
You know, which Daphne answered, which is you pack it without preservatives.
Yeah.
You know, it has a quick shelf life. And the question really is, you know, how do you manage this? I mean, if a venture capital guy came in and said, you know, here's $5 million, would it solve the problem?
It will solve a lot of problems.
Well, that always solves problems. But would it solve the food distribution problem?
I think it will, because it will give you a lot of options of become efficient and how you push the products and how you want to do it. And it will, you know, I really believe it can solve that problem if you find the right people to come and invest in you and get to the next level. We ship, you know, even I ship some products we have frozen. So like falafel, we can freeze. And we ship it all over the state. We go to Florida with that. We have, you know, people in, you know, California. And so we are shipping stuff like that. But I'm talking about if it's fresh product, then you cannot do stuff like that. But we have a big area. We start getting to New York now, you know, slowly. And, yeah, there is challenges in that, you know, when how you're going to bring it. I'm trying not to become a distribution company. Because distribution, it's another job, it's another section. So we work with a distribution, so we ship with another distribution to another one, you know, and that's how we work. The main thing about that, it's the efficiency when I talk about it, it's really building your place where you can just make the products and ship them right away out of the door, you know.
Yeah, it's
without waiting.
It's a tricky thing. So yeah. Yossi and Daphne, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you. I mean, I could carry on this conversation all day.
Yes.
The problem is we're sort of running out of a little time. So if somebody wanted to get a hold of you to talk about these things, how would they reach you?
They can...
Oh, wait, just a second. First of all, to add something, We have a beautiful business plan asking about the $5 million. And we work with that. And until now, it proved to be the right one. So if we'll get our hands on investment, the opportunity that we have are to the skies. And you can also, I would like to just mention that we're still a catering business. We do both of the things, wholesale and catering. We have a beautiful menu for the holidays that coming up. We also have lunch takeout. We have other services that we do. Our food is amazing. And I think you can reach us either in the website or...
You can reach us from at yossikitchen.com, or you can call 860-688-6677. And anybody who wants to reach me, you can reach me on my cell too. I'll give you the cell.
Go ahead.
It's 860-805-0146.
Well, that was a very interesting interview for me, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope our listeners, if anybody's got a lot of money they want to invest, they should call. This is Peter Meyerson, and we've been talking with Yossi Awad and Daphne Kramer, and we will be back after the next break.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.